you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Todd St. Ors is here. Good morning, Todd.
Jenna, how are you?
I am doing it. We're here and I'm super excited.
Hey, you look great.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Lots of coffee is helping.
Right.
And I get air conditioning here. Sorry, kids, if you're listening. But you, I know you were listening.
Mommy,
on your way in.
Isn't it come to work day with you or week this week?
I know, right? Listen, I probably shouldn't admit that on air. But, hey, you do what you got to do, right? And
right.
It's getting work done. But I mentioned before Lisa Murphy, who you know you're
yes.
friends
mm-hmm.
with. And
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
work alongside of her. AC went out. And so we're just dealing with that. And I do not deal well with apparently humidity, anything else like that.
Well,
so.
It doesn't take long. You know, after the storms recently, we're asking people, how long was your power out? Because mm-hmm. in 48 to 72 hours, you can get microbial growth active. Because if you don't have engineering controls, i.e. Some sort of dehumidification or, you know, air conditioning, you know, the humidity just takes over in this climate. And, you know, I have seen a demonstration of that new product that Lisa and Mike were talking about. It's really impressive. And, you know, as a indoor air quality guy for the last 27 years in this area, I understand the importance of humidity or,
right.
you know, getting control of humidity, because a lot of the indoor air quality issues that we see, I mean, we see duct all the time that's moldy, mm. and all of that is either promoted or elevated by humidity levels that are high.
Oh yeah.
So
and then on top of that, I mean, not to mention everything is just sitting. In fact, you just mentioned I ordered a second like rolling dehumidifier.
Oh, a portable one.
Yeah, just
mm-hmm.
in case
yeah.
to move around to the
Absolutely.
rooms, and if you have like all the kids sleeping in one room, you put
yeah,
it
yeah.
in there. But you're right, you're 100% right, and obviously I am walking, talking, breathing, thank the Lord, proof of it, how
right.
fast it takes for everything to just kind of sit.
Well, and you know, one of the things that we find is that the duct system or the HVAC system or the whole house as a system gets in a bad way before the remediation work needs to take place. So in other words, you have storm damage, you have water intrusion, you have a failure, or you have a design issue or some kind of thing that promotes this long term, and then we come in after the fact. It's like, wow, it's been this way for a couple years.
Oh wow.
Couple decades.
That's scary.
You know, and you know, we see things that are, you know, they're design issues, but they're also people make decisions. You know, my newsletter coming up for August has got a big article about bigger is not better. And by that, I mean, you know, the American mantra of I want the biggest and best of everything.
Right, right.
In air conditioning business, bigger is not better. The bigger air conditioner you have usually has negative effects on how your indoor environment turns out, because you can't overcool a space. You've got to have a properly sized air conditioner to run the appropriate amount of time, push the airflow through the duct, cool the house down, and pull the humidity out. Mm-hmm. And so if you need a 2.5 ton unit and you put 3 or 3.5 or 4 tons in there, you're overcooling. You run the air conditioner for just a few minutes rather than an extended run cycle. And that extended run cycle on a properly sized air conditioner pulls the humidity out, and it does a better job of even temperature control and all that. So bigger is not better. And if we can help you with more information, if you'd like to get on our newsletter list, 850-934-2768 is our phone number. We're over in Gulf Breeze. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. I'm happy to help you. I've been a specialist in duct and indoor air quality, and kind of the last few years building science, so we can help you with it. You know, I'm still shocked 27 years in, Jenna, people, I didn't know who to call for this. Like, really? Wow, we've been on an educational platform. We've been out there. But a lot of people, they don't realize who you need to call to get, you know, some help. And so we're here for you.
And so two things. My first thing is education is power. We have learned that throughout history.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, you know, we live in this day and age where you can kind of Google a couple of words.
Yeah.
And it pops up who will help you. And then just do your research and you see... Mm-hmm. I mean, through Google reviews or whatever it is, or just knowing what they offer, you go and you get your questions answered. You were saying bigger isn't better with your air conditioning unit. That also impacts your bill, though, right? If you have a bigger unit.
Yeah, yeah. It costs more to run a 4-ton unit than it does to run a 2.5-ton unit. So, and if you're buying that equipment, the contractor makes more money selling you a 4-ton unit than a 3-ton unit. So, but it's not necessary that you need to upsize if your house doesn't cool. Oh man, it just, you know, back in the master suite, it just doesn't get very cool. Mm-hmm. That's probably a duct issue more so than going to a half ton or a ton size bigger on your air conditioner.
Okay.
And we see that all the time. We see where, you know, house was built in the 70s, the 80s. They're on their second system. The first go around, it worked okay. And building codes have changed, and the approach, the energy efficiency quotient has changed over the years. But, you know, just to upsize a unit because it's not right and you still have the original duct in there, you're making the problem worse, not better. So bigger is not better. It's actually worse.
You're just blasting.
You're blasting so much more airflow through a duct that was designed for a smaller unit. So you have this high static pressure. You don't get the right function out of your unit.
Will that cause them to explode? I mean, I feel like that's like a pressure system.
It's driving with, you know, so if you're driving a Prius, you get a super high efficiency air conditioner. It's like a Prius. Well, why would you drive it with flat tires?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll still get you there, but it's not efficient.
Okay.
So, and, you know, one of the things, when you make a decision on when you buy an air conditioner and you hook it up to a new or old existing duct system that's been cleaned, not cleaned, whatever, that is a 15-year decision. So if your air conditioner goes out on one of the hottest days in July, a house full of people over there, or house full of naked kids sleeping in one room, whatever's going on there, when you make that decision on air conditioner, you're making a 15-year decision. Don't make a hasty decision.
Right.
Plan ahead. Call an expert. Call somebody who is a specialist. And let's look at bigger picture rather than just a thermostat. We don't want to focus on just a thermostat. It's not the right temperature in here, you know, and that's the only tool people have.
That's how they gauge it. Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, Lisa was talking about the hygrometer. I'm a big proponent of hygrometers. You have one. You know what the humidity level is. If your humidity is in the 40 to 50% range, you're super comfortable. If it's above 60, you've got enough moisture to grow microbial growth, and it's not comfortable.
No.
It's not comfortable at all.
No.
I mean, it just feels like, oh my God, it's sticky in here.
Yeah,
you know?
It kind of it feels like, you know, you can't breathe, and it almost feels like a weight on your body constantly all over, and you're trying to navigate it. Like, don't turn on the microwave. It'll get too hot in here. You know, if you use the toaster, I'm going to throw it out the door. I don't know who has said those things in the past 24 hours, but anyways, hey, 850-437-1620. We are here to take your calls and your questions. The text line is open. Here is a question. Why is it important to keep your fan on auto? Let me make sure I say this right. Instead of on.
In the on position. Absolutely. Yes. That is an excellent question. And that, if you get this wrong, you will have moldy duct. Hear me, people. If you get this wrong, you will have moldy duct. I will be coming out there showing you a furry, woolly, black can of worm. It's ugly. Mm. So the reason we put the fan in the auto position, so if you turn it to on, it's on all the time. It's like a light switch. You've just turned the fan on, and the fan runs continuously. When it's in the auto position, it cycles with the air conditioner unit. So it runs on, brings the temperature, and cools things down, and then shuts off. If you put the fan in the on position, you have a constant pressure of airflow against the evaporator coil, which is the coil on the furnace in the inside portion.
Sure, yeah.
In the air handler. So it's supposed to cycle off, and the water accumulates in the evaporator coil, and it drains out through the drain line. So what happens is, with that fan in the on position all the time, it pushes the moisture up into the duct, it pushes the moisture up into the plenum, it re-evaporates back there, and it grows mold. The ductwork, most of the ductwork we see now is ductboard, which is a porous type product, well insulated, easy to work with, cleanable. However, if you push moisture into it, it absorbs it, and it grows. I don't know how often we say, well, we'll just run this fan, and we get that cooling airflow through here. And what happens is it feels good to be under a ceiling fan mm-hmm. or in front of an oscillating fan or whatever. If you do that in the air conditioning system with a wet evaporator coil, you're going to push moisture up into the ductwork. You're going to end up with moldy duct.
Yeah.
Keep your fan in the auto position. In the auto position. I can't say this enough.
Auto. On auto, yeah. Not on on.
That's right. Not on auto. How hard is this?
Is this really like a hard. Who's on first thing? Yeah, is this what we're about to do? Listen, 850-437-1620. You can text or call. You like that reference. In fact, we have Dave from Pensacola on the phone. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Do you have a question for Todd?
Yes, I do. Thank you. You mentioned something about a few have a new system installed. Powerful one than the previous, something about the duct work may not be compatible.
That's right. So,
and the reason I'm
go ahead.
Well, the reason I'm asking is it's about 2 years ago, so we've been through this is the second summer.
Uh-huh.
It seems like it is running a lot now. It could be from the heat, you know. But the thing is, we keep the thermostat on like 75 or 76,
right.
So we're not, you know, kind of putting it out. But it just seems like it used to not come on in the middle of the night, and now, like, I hear it kick on, and it's like, why are you on? Any ideas?
Yeah, so, and thank you for your question. We appreciate you calling in. So there's a couple of things
sure.
probably going on. If you went up in size, the duct was designed for a smaller size. So you push that airflow through there with a bigger unit. You've got more static pressure. You've got it's just functioning and ventilating and cooling the house differently. Your
okay.
new air conditioner could be coming on at night because it's got a humidity sensor in the new technology of the equipment. I'm not sure what you have. So what happens is the sun goes down and the heat load goes away and the humidity, the air conditioner is not required to run because it's met the temperature. But the humidity creeps up at night, and this is why people bump down the thermostat at night. If there's a humidity sensor capacity
sense.
In the thermostat, it'll bring the air conditioner on to try and run that humidity down a little bit. So
okay, yeah, and this, like I said, it's put in about 2 years ago, so
right.
Feel like it's probably whatever the state of the art was at the time.
Right. There's new good equipment out there, and your air conditioner should run a lot in a hot afternoon in the height of summer. That means it's designed correctly. It's designed to design temperature, which is 93 degrees.
Right.
Design temperature is 93 degrees in Pensacola. So you should have a huge runtime at 93 degrees because we're only at 93 degrees for a short period of time compared to all the rest of the year. And so we don't need that thing to run all the time when it's not 93 degrees or peak design temperature. So, and Dave, we appreciate your call in this
sense.
Morning. Thank
Man.
You.
I love that. Dave, yes, thank you. Did you see it? We you couldn't see, but we had that moment together.
Oh yeah.
That's what we need, though. That is the point of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Yes, to enjoy those aha moments, because
right.
as he was realizing it, so was I. And we're here to
That's
learn
it.
Together. And it just proves that this is what's working, is understanding that we don't know everything. We need to bring you in to look at it.
Right.
So we were talking to you before, and again, 850-437-1620. You can call, you can text if you have a question. Mm-hmm. A concern, of course, if you have any deeper, you know, concerns that you don't want to discuss on air, what's the number to call?
850-934-2768 is our office. Okay. You can also do an email through our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. We're happy to help you out in, you know, however you need to communicate or contact us. So we were
talking before, one of our listeners asked about the auto versus on, and you know what I'm talking about if you are looking at your thermostat. You're adjusting the number. You have the heat, cool, emergency heat off, right? Those are the things. And then you have auto, and then you have on, and mm-hmm. then you have your temperature up and down, up and down. And so when is it, like, is there a good time of the day to just, like, set it for the day? Or is it better to set it at night and then just keep it at that level to help your house? Because I know also, like, closing your blinds,
right, absolutely.
Keeping it cool, mm-hmm. You know, making sure there's no gaps and cracks in major places as well that's letting in the hot air, shutting doors, those kind of things.
Right.
But is there a certain time of the day where you, like, definitely should not touch your AC, or you should adjust your thermostat?
Well, I mean, I'm looking out the window right now, and it's wet out there. So it just rained, and it cooled everything down.
Right.
So if you're driving the thermostat really low, and I see this all throughout the summer, I go to these houses, they're older, it's older home stock, and they're running at 70 degrees,
ooh.
71 degrees. You know, so we just had a little rain right here at the studio that I can see. Mm-hmm. So it's cooled everything down. So probably the next couple of hours, we don't really need to drive that thermostat as cold as we want. And we were talking earlier, people bump down at night. We bump down 1 or 2 degrees at night because the air conditioner doesn't need to run. The sun's gone down. The heat load's dropped off a little bit. It cools down at night. So, but the humidity will creep up depending on how leaky your house is, how leaky the duct system is, and how well you've done throughout the day of controlling that humidity. And that's another reason why you should get a humidity monitor. So in answer to your question, the dynamics of the weather and the temperature requirement changes throughout the day.
Sure.
I mean, you get there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's pretty warm, and people will notice. And I hear this comment a lot. Boy, my unit seems to run all afternoon. That's good. It's designed correctly, so it should.
Okay.
You know, in July and August, you're going to have some hot days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's heavy usage days, you know. And so if it runs like that, you're getting dehumidification and cooling, and it should run a lot if it's designed correctly. If it's oversized and it runs for 6, 7, 8 minutes a cycle and shuts off, you're overcooling the house because the temperature comes up, you slam it right back down with an oversized air conditioner. You're riding this crazy wave of up, down, up, down, up. That's hard on the equipment. It pushes more stuff up into the duct, dust, particulate, airflow. And then, you know, the house is not evenly tempered. It you know, you got this up, down, up, down. And unfortunately, there are contractors out there who they realize, oh, well, it doesn't cool well, and you've added this Florida room on back here, or, you know, this end of the house is not well. They're not willing to crawl through the attic and look at the duct and see what's going on, but they are willing to sell you a 4-ton system when you had a 3-ton system before.
Oh.
And I see it all the time. It's like, yeah, we bought this new super-duper system. Man, it dehumidifies. It's got this variable speed control. It does all this. Did they ever look at the duct? Well, no. I mean, did they even open the attic? Not really. Like, wow, how can you not look at the whole house as a system? The duct is as important as the equipment.
Well,
it really is.
I mean, it's pushing your air through. We just, like we mentioned before with Lisa mentioning all the things that can just sit in the ducts. You mentioned if you keep your settings on when it comes to the fan, if you have that setting set to on, you know, it'll just start pushing everything through. Moisture will go through. I mean, it's a recipe for a disaster. And so if you're a renter too, and you like come in, you don't know how the last people treated the air conditioning unit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that can be a fear for a lot of people, right? And you're just like, you're at the mercy of hoping that somebody else knew what they were doing before they came in.
Right.
And so, and you mentioned before, like it rains out and it cools off and like you have that break in the middle of the day, which right. I personally love. Mm-hmm. I used to not like
it. It's nice. It cools things down.
But it feels good. Like you just go outside, right? And you just
of course, then the sun comes back out, and we're all living in the steam bath. So
yeah, well, I did
go out and get you a facial.
I did see something yesterday. It's like, you know, I love when the afternoon rain comes and it cools down the earth, but then the sun comes out and cooks us like a hot bag of crabs.
Yeah,
like it's
like absolutely.
It's so true though, because all of a sudden you're like, oh boy, there it is, and there's that humidity really coming right. out, because it's like the recipe for all the moisture that was just dropped on us. With the sun and the heated moisture can create mold and bacteria and a ton of other things.
Well, and all that stuff is driven by moisture, and the ductwork is a repository. That's where it all ends up.
Ooh,
it
yeah.
ends up on the surfaces in the ductwork. It, you know, the most critical part of having a clean system is the equipment, the blower and the coil. But when you push all that stuff through, it ends up in the ductwork, and that's where, you know, that's why we've been doing duct cleaning for so long, because you get a bunch of stuff that builds up in there. Well, and I get the question, well, how do I keep that? Air filtration is one of the good
yes.
things, and you know what I always say.
Yeah,
if you don't have a good air filter,
you're going to be one.
Yeah, that's right.
You are one.
You are one. So good air filtration will help you from, you know, keeping all that particulate and all that debris, all the spores, allergens, all that microbial stuff from amplifying up into the duct system by just catching it in a good air filter. So mm-hmm. if we can help you with air filtration, and that's something that's easy for a homeowner to do, get a good air filter and keep up with it. It's really important. So, you know, that's one thing. But then if the system's not set up right, or the ductwork has not been cleaned, you know, people ask me, well, how often should I have the ductwork cleaned? Well, it depends on how you run the thermostat, the filters you have, the traffic you have in the house, how many people live there, how many pets you have, and all that. 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. However, you know, I see houses that are 30 years old and they've done a good job and the design is correct. There's not a whole lot of particulate in there. Mm-hmm. I see houses that are 5 years old that are horrific.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, we see the ends of both ends of the spectrum, but, you know, one of the things that we tell people is that's why you want to have an inspection done every year. You need somebody looking at the equipment, looking at the duct, trying to figure out what you got going on, because if you have to fix it in retrospect on the back end, it's a lot more expensive than ounce of prevention, a pound of cure. I'm flashing back to what Grandma St. Orange used to say. Ounce of prevention, pound of cure. I don't know how many times I learned that the hard way, but it's true.
That's so good.
Yeah.
She knew best. I
she
will tell
smart.
You that.
She was.
So we have about a minute left. How long does an air duct cleaning on average take?
In a residential house, about a half a day. Some of the bigger houses, we do a full day. We'll send 2, 3, 4 guys out on a crew and just get that whole thing taken care of. If you have questions or concerns, you can call us 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You know, we can help you with microbial issues, allergies, sinus, energy issues, dust load, particulate. You know, we do testing. We do the work. You know, we're just happy to jump in there and be a resource for you. If it's not something that we do, we have somebody in our network that we can help you with as far as, you know, AC repairs and just all sorts of different, you know, the building,
sure,
all of it. So 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.